Visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxsys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. Oh, do we have a show for you tonight? Yes, we do. That's right. This is going to be a very special show. Looking forward to it. Yes. And for all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. I'm your host, Michael. And folks, let me introduce to the players before we begin tonight's show. First, let me introduce you to my beautiful wife, my co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. I'm happy to be here. And welcome, everybody. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. And welcome to the June 21st, 2020 edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And let me introduce my other co-host, the one, the only co-host, Dave Hildebrand.
Good evening, everyone. Good to be here. It seems like it's been forever since I've been part of the show, and it's good to be back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Dave.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, Chris.
Chris, I'm going to introduce second.
Oh.
And now, let me introduce you to our guest. Well, this fellow I know for, let's put it this way, all my life. he knew me before me. That's right. My brother, guest host, Barry Golder. Barry, are you there?
I'm here, right on here, waiting to speak to everybody that's listening.
Okay.
Welcome,
that's
Barry.
Barry Golder, one of the pioneers of the R&B world. Yes. And let me introduce you now to our producer and engineer, because without him, we don't have a show. Chris Shaw, you there? He's in the studio. Chris Shaw?
Hey, Cat Daddy, your boy is right here, ready to swing and things.
There you go. Well, let me just say
that.
Let me introduce you this way, people. We are live from Orlando, Florida. And some of us, well, in our homes. We got Dave and Big Dave. He's in his home in Orlando. We've got my beautiful wife with her. Well, am I your boyfriend? Am I your husband?
I don't know. Just talk.
She's in her home. And my brother, he's in South Florida. He's in his home. And Chris Shaw, he's in the studio. That's
hey.
Right. So some of us are in the studio. He's the engineer. He's in the studio. And folks, I hope you have AARP. That's right. Because all the people that listen to this radio show, if you are a senior citizen, if you are above the age of 50, I hope you have AARP. That's the only way to go. That's right, AARP. Because the point is, hey, Barry, you have AARP?
Absolutely. I'm way above 50. I have AARP for a long time.
Well, that's the one thing when I was 50 I couldn't wait to get was AARP. You know, for only $12 a year, you can, well, let's put it this way. AARP is not a political organization. It covers senior citizens in every which way. They are the, well, they watch your back. They're advocates. And let me just say this to you. Great place. If you go out to eat, you get discounts. If you go to hotels, they give you discounts. A lot of places, car rentals, hotels, airlines. If you have AARP, well, you got a lot of discounts. All right. Let's begin the show.
You have a couple shout-outs?
We have a couple shout-outs, yeah, before we begin the show. Let's begin.
Yeah. All right, you had a
shout-out. Well, first of all, I want to give a nice shout-out to a new member of the show. Hope he'll be listening to always. His name is Larry. Larry, he's one of our new listeners from California.
Right.
Larry, And also we have a birthday girl who always listens to the show.
For years and years.
Her name is Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
Happy birthday, Carolyn.
Hey, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Carolyn.
And your birthday cards.
And I want to thank all the people who sent me birthday cards for my birthday. And a special, special thank you. This is a very special thank you to Paul and, well, my girlfriend Betty there in Palmyra, New Jersey. I want to thank Paul and Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey for sending me a very, 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 very special card.
And David, did you have any shout-outs?
Did you have any shout-outs, David, before we begin?
I think my buddy Tony Hill in Cambridge, England, actually might be listening on the streaming WOKB. So how you doing, Tony?
Hey, Tony.
It's late night over there, you know.
Okay. So tonight we're going to be talking tonight about R&B music. When it all happened, when it came through, and well, one of the pioneers who started was with almost in the beginning. Barry Golder, my brother, was there. Barry, when did you go into the world of R&B music? Was that 55, 56?
Yeah, about 1955 is when it all started for me.
Okay. David, you want to ask my brother a question before we begin?
Barry, it's great to have you on. And I was really curious to find out just exactly what got you interested in becoming a producer, because I know you were responsible for promoting and whatnot.
Well,
why did you decide to start to get into the business?
Well, first thing, let me. My brother gives me all the accolades as far as being such a big deal in the business. But it started. I was just a kid in the business. The music business. At that time, back in the middle 50s, was like the Wright Brothers with the airplane. It was just the beginning of the independent individual who could, with just a little knowledge and talent, could enter into the record business field, because it was that small in the beginning.
This meeting is being recorded.
Hello? Yeah, you listening to me? So how it all started with me was, I was in high school, and back in high school, and I was a senior at the time. A lot of the kids in high school used to go over to the local radio stations. This was one of the smaller stations, not the big networks, that played the R&B, rhythm and blues, doo-wop music that all the kids, black or white, enjoyed. It was primarily on a black station that played it, an independent station that could, and those disc jockeys could play any type of music they wanted, or any records they wanted. They weren't told by the owners of the station or the management of the station. They had complete control of their program, and they sat and played the records, whatever they wanted to play. So the kids in the high school, some of you used to go after school to go their sports and everything. I used to went over to the station, like some of the kids did, and see if we could see some of the popular disc jockeys that were playing the music. It was in a small building, and we used to hang outside. But one time, I was lucky to get inside the building. I just walked in the building, and through the glass, I saw the disc jockeys playing records. Now, at that time, when the disc jockeys played records, they had they had an answer. You call in on the phone for dedications if you wanted to have any songs dedicated to whoever you wanted to. And one of the jocks that I used to know had a guy sit there and just take on the paper, write down when people called in, answer the phone. Well, one particular disc jockey who I didn't know at the time was watching through the glass, and he used to, when the records were playing, he would answer the phone and take down all the dedications, and then when the music was over, he would play records that was requested by the callers and dedicate the songs to whoever they wanted it to. And when the show was over, the gentleman came out, and I said, talking to him, and one word led to another, and I said, well, you know, I could come in and help you, and after school I could come in and sit down and answer the phone for you so you don't have to do that while you're getting ready for the next record. So he said, well, okay, well, let's see how that works out. So I came in the next day, came ready. The show was on from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, and I went in to the studio with him, and the phone would ring, and I would answer the phone and take down whatever dedications the people wanted, and then hand it to the disc jockey. And this went on for some time. And then I became very friendly with the disc jockey and found out that we had one of the most famous disc jockeys. I don't know how big he was at the time. I was 17 years old, a senior in high school. But lo and behold, the disc jockey was the biggest disc jockey in South Florida. I mean, pardon me, in Philadelphia, where I was at the time. Living, that's where I grew up, in Philadelphia. And I was listening to the music and then found out that he's was the biggest jock around. And when he played a record a few times, the record shops would be calling for whatever records that he liked and he played and the kids liked. So that's how I first got started with him, and we became very close as friends. And then through the years working
name?
There, his name, well, he's known as Jocko. Jocko. His real name was Douglas Henderson, but everybody knew him as Jocko. So he started, well, he's...
Okay, let's hear Jocko talk, because the people who are listening to the show may never have heard. They missed out on Jocko, because Jocko first was in Philadelphia, as you said. Then later he came number one in New York, and he was syndicated in New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington. Right. Let's listen to Jocko. Chris, you got
Jocko engineer. Jocko? The big rocket ship show, the fastest moving show on the radio, saying, greetings, salutations, ooh, Papa Do, and how do you do?
How do you do?
You ready for the big ride to your race from outer space, huh? What a good deal. Button your lips, comb your knowledge box, and be transcribed, recorded, and tops, huh? Close the hatches. Passengers, fasten your seat belts. Prepare to blast. Minus 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take it up with Captain at zero. Mighty loud and clear. East to the yacht. Boom! This is Jock, and I'm back on the scene with the record machine saying, who pop to do? How do you do? Get it, Googie. Get it, Daddy. Ho! All right. Hey!
Oh, Barry.
Yeah.
That was Jocko.
Yeah, that brings back a lot of memories. Yeah, we were doing rap even before rap became rap.
That's right.
Nobody remembers that, yeah. Yeah, that was that brings back so many memories when I was so young. And we didn't know that that was the lifetime, the best time of my life was back in the 50s and 60s with all the great doo-wop music. And so I was there as a teenager in school, and went there after school, and we became friends. And I liked that music. And then that went on for some time back in 55. And at the time, I was getting calls from a lot of people. And then one day I got a call from a young man named Roy Calhoun. And he called in, and we were talking on the phone. And he said that he had a group, and he said he wanted to meet Jocko and see if Jocko could do something. I said, well, I don't know. Jocko's be bothered with a lot of different things, but maybe I can help you. He said, well, could you come down, get Jocko to come down and listen to my group, come over to my house one day when we have our practices. So I said, well, I'll come down, and if there's any interest, I'll let Jocko tell him about it. So he said, okay. So I went over to the Roy Calhoun house one night while they had practicing, which they did quite often with this group of five guys, and found out that this group, actually what happened was this group had recorded back in the early 50s with a small label in Philadelphia. And it wasn't popular. I mean, they never got noticed. Nothing ever happened. And they had a good sound, and I liked it. And I said to Jocko, I said, they had this group. They had been recorded on a small label in Philly, and nothing happened. But I think there's potential. I like this group. So he says, okay, well, what do you want to do? So he said, you take care of it. I'm too busy. I can't bother with it. I said, okay. So I told the group, I said, look, I said, I like what you got. So I helped them a few songs that they had written, and I helped them with it, some changes that I had made on some of the songs, and which I felt that would sound better on the record. And we went into the studio and recorded a few songs. And then we had the dub, the acetate. We didn't make any records. We just had what the studio had given me. And I went back to Jocko. I said, well, we recorded something. Now, you got to understand, at those days, when I, as an independent young kid, we could go into a studio. At that time, the studio would charge you $25 an hour. We went in for about 4 to 6 hours. And there was only two tracks at the time. You're not like now where they have 8, 16 tracks or whatever. You had one microphone on the track of the orchestra and one of the group. By the orchestra, we had five guys, a group of a little band that they couldn't even read music. They played by ear. And we had practice a little bit, and then we recorded some songs and took the finished product to Jocko. And I said, see if you play this. He listened to it. He liked it. So he decided he'd play it on the radio. So he played it. Now, you got to understand, at that time, as I said, the jockey could play anything he wanted, as often as he wanted, whenever he wanted. So he said, I like the song. He says, but I'll have to keep playing it. So he'd play it like about 4 or 5 times a night. The first night, the second night. By the third night that he played this song, half a dozen times each night, the record shops were getting calls by the ton of people calling in wanted to buy the record. And that's how it started. And then the record shops would call and demand, where can I get the record? And the record wasn't even put out. It wasn't even made. So that's when we had to decide what we were going to do. I had the record in my hand. The records were not printed. And the record shops were calling, where can we get the record? People are coming to the store wanting to buy the record. So, well, I wasn't a record. I didn't know anything about the record business at the time. So we're going to decide, we're going to sell it or lease it to one of the big labels to produce the record and let them put it on their label. And that's what they did. It was a fight between, I had a lot of late people calling. They called Jocko. I know that's your record. And they said, what can we do? Can we get it? So Jocko and I decided, okay, well, we'll give it to whoever wants to give us the most money and we'll lease it to them. So it was a fight between Chess and Atlantic. Both of those wanted that record, and we decided at that time we gave it to Chess. And that was the story of how the song Long Lonely Nights was our first song.
Let the people hear the first song. This is Barry Golder's first hit by himself. Barry, let's listen to their song.
I cry my eyes out over you.
No, that's not the first one. Chris, play the first song. That's the second one.
It starts with Long.
It starts with Long.
Looking out at the rain.
Okay. Here you go.
My tears are like crystals. They cover my window pane. I'm thinking of our lost romance and how it should have been. Oh, if we only could start.
That's the second song. Chris, that's the second song.
Yeah.
Chris, you're playing this backwards.
Okay.
The first song should have been Lonely, Long Lonely Night.
Yeah, Long Lonely
Night. Right, that's what the first song is. That was the one that was playing first, and you told me it was the second song.
And why you left me there you go, that's with it. A broken heart. Long, long and lonely night. Oh, how I miss you, my dear. Please, please come back to me. So that was Barry Golder's first hit, Long Lonely Nights, and that was all over the charts by a group called Lee Andrews and the Heart.
Yeah, we didn't mention that. I had talked about Roy Calhoun, one of the members, whereas the lead singer was Lee Andrews.
Okay, now play the second song. This is Barry Golder's second big hit. This was bigger than the first one.
I sit in my room, looking out at the rain. My tears are like crystals, they cover my window pane. I'm thinking of our lost romance, and how it should have been. Oh, if we only could start over again. I know you never forgive me, dear, for running out.
Okay, Chris.
On you.
I was wrong to take. So there you had Lee Andrews' Heart. They had a couple big hits for you.
I remember that one.
And
right.
Then you also. Great. 720. Well, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We got a lot more. Coming back with Barry Golder. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we're back. Yes, right. We're back with Barry Golder talking about how R&B music came to be and talking about in 55, 56, how he met Jocko in 54 and 55. Jocko Henderson, the first big R&B disc jockey in this country, who was syndicated from New York and Philadelphia and Baltimore, Washington. And Barry, you were talking about the groups that you started with. That was Lee Anderson Hearts.
Yeah, but we're talking, that's how groups got started, though. Yeah, they're controlled by the disc jockeys. If a disc jockey liked True, or for any other reason, and they played the records over and over, and it was something that people got to like, that's what made the artist, and the people would buy the records. But what happened is a lot of these great artists didn't get played much or didn't get played at all. So what happened was, who controlled that? Well, the record distributors or the record manufacturers had reps that went around and gave the records to the disc jockeys to play, brand new records of brand new artists. But why would or would not the disc jockeys play the records? Well, why would they or would not? Well, that was because a lot what they decided was that under the table, disc jockeys were paid cash money by a distributor or a manufacturer to play the record. So Jocko, being one of the big ones, he was given a lot of money under the table, and nobody knew about it at the time. And that's why the records that the disc jockeys could play is whatever they wanted, why certain favorite ones got played and others didn't, why one record got played once and others got played 10 times in one show, and it could make the artist. If the artist had any talent, that's how he got noticed.
One second. Chris?
Yes, sir. Chris? Yes, sir.
Is our guest on the line yet?
Yeah, the one and only.
Okay, one second. Barry?
Yes.
Our guest is on the radio. You can introduce him now.
I'd like to introduce somebody that, well, everybody in doo-wop, everybody in the record business back from the 50s on up, and even to this day, one of the nicest guys, one of the best singers around, with one of the fabulous groups that is the most as popular today as it was back in the 50s, were the Teenagers. A group called Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Now, one of the greatest singers in the group, and one of the, as I said, one of the nicest guys in the business that I know, is Herman Santiago. And he was one of the original Teenagers, and he happens to be with us tonight. So, Herman, would you want to say hello?
Hi there. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Herman. It's a pleasure to have you on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Glad to be here.
Hi, Herman. Good to meet you.
Good talking to you.
So, Herman, when did you form the Teenagers? When did you form the Teenagers?
It was 1955 summertime. During the summer, we got together. We all went to the same school, pretty much. And we wanted to sing. Everybody was singing. So we put our own group together, and this is what it became, Frankie Lemon, the Teenagers. Frankie, I mean, we used to live pretty close to one another. Frankie used to live across the street from me. Sherman used to live down the block. And us three lived in the same block, pretty much. Same street.
You were all kids, right? You were all teenagers, correct?
When yeah, we were going on 16. We were 15 going on 16. Yes.
So you're all living in New York?
We all lived, right. Manhattan, New York.
So when you formed this group, you were the first kids group, right? As far as an R&B, you were the first kids R&B group. Is that right? That's what I understand.
Say that again.
I said, I understand you were the first kids group R&B that hit it big.
Oh, yes. We pretty much started at the young singers period. You know, pretty much we were the first. And then right after us, a lot of young kids started.
Now, after you came Michael Jackson and Jackson 5 and all the others, but I'm saying you were the first. Chris, can you play some of his hits? Play a couple of his hits. Play a couple of the hits.
Oh, yes.
You listen?
Favorite. Yes. Very big hit.
Great song.
Here you go. That's the teenagers.
Yay.
That's your group. That's his group.
That was awesome. I love that.
Yeah, that was really good. It was one of my favorite songs.
You are great.
Besides Why Do Fools Fall in Love. As a matter of fact, we recorded Goody Goody in Europe, in London.
How exciting.
We were recording Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers at the London Palladium. And that's when we pretty much recorded that song.
So you played the London theaters. That's very nice, very nice. And you did the Apollo with Jocko, I understand. You did the Apollo with Jocko.
Precisely, right. Jocko was one of the greatest jockeys around during that period. And we had a great time together. He did, like us. Yes.
Did you ever meet Barry's group, Leander the Hearts?
Oh, as a matter of fact, we did a lot of work together. I remember when his son was playing drums for him. I can't remember his name right now.
His son became famous now. His son is called a group called Roots. Roots.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, he was, as a youngster, he was the drummer. We did, we worked a lot together. Pretty much. Did a lot of shows together.
So what can you tell us about the Teenagers that people would like to know about? Went back in the 50s and you had these hits and all.
Maybe somebody has a question.
Well, the Teenagers was a very popular group. I mean, the record was released on January the 2nd, 1956. I mean, all of a sudden it became a big hit, an instant sensational
hit. Let me interrupt you for a minute. If anybody out there would like to talk to... Barry Golder or anyone,
talking right now? Do you want to talk to the famous man with the teenagers? Now's the time to call in. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. If you want to call in and talk and ask any questions to these people, you're more than welcome. 407-894-1680. If you've ever been to the Apollo Theater, maybe you saw the teenagers in action. 407-894-1680.
Yeah, we did. We did quite a few shows at the Apollo. We did about probably four shows during our time.
If you would like to talk to Herman, please call in now. If you want to talk to Herman or Barry Golder, now's the time to call in. 407-894-1680. Call in wherever you are in the country. You want to call in? Ask any questions.
If you want to call, this is the time. Otherwise,
can I still be heard, or you can't hear me?
We can hear you. Barry, talk.
Oh, yes.
I did love to mention that the teenagers today, how many hundreds of years is that, today are still performing. So recently, of course, because of the flu, they're not on tour right now. But in the shortly, and it has been over the many, many years, they are still performing. So in your area, who's ever listening, if you ever see them, you got to see them because they're still a great group. And you'll see if you haven't seen them before to see what you're missing, you still have a chance because, can you believe this? They're one of the few groups that are still running around performing and doing a fantastic job. If you like the oldies sound, you know, you please go see them. I myself, they appeared in South Florida last year. I went and I've seen them myself, and they're really still great.
Great. Beautiful shows.
Yeah, Herman.
Herman, I'd like to ask a quick question of you, if I may. This is Dave. A pleasure to meet you and to have you on, sir, and as such a legend. I was wondering, back when you were recording these big hits, you were just a teenager. So I'm wondering...
Right.
How you were able to do your schoolwork at the same time as
doing
all this recording and doing all these hits? Because I know it was kind of young.
Well, during that period when we were traveling, we used to have a tutor with us, and that's how we used to get our schoolwork together and send it back to the regular school. But
very good.
Everywhere we went, the tutor was there with us.
And they had people to watch and make sure you didn't get in trouble with the girls, right?
Oh, definitely. We also had a manager with us, which always was right on top of us, looking around, make sure that we didn't get into trouble.
Okay, second, folks. We've got a couple calls on the line that would like to talk. Who's the first call on the line right now?
We got Sherry Brun from Orlando, Florida. Sherry,
and then
we're going to have all the way from West Palm Beach, first-time caller. I'm going to let David do the talking because David got something he want to tell you, too. So I'm going to let David do the talking when we get him on. But right now, Sherry Brun. Sherry from Orlando, how you doing?
Hello.
Okay, I'm
doing
pretty good.
Really
how are
interesting.
You?
Now, I'm a child of the middle 50s, but I have a brother who is almost 12 years older than me, so I grew up listening to that music and to doo-wop and to different R&B. But I have two questions, and probably for Barry, I'm not sure. First, how long did Pay to Play go on before it was stopped? And second, wasn't R&B and stuff like that very big over in London and England? Because I remember reading about the group The Beatles and how they got a lot of their sound and a lot of their tunes, a lot of their ideas from the big R&B groups because that's what they listened to. That's what they grew up liking,
right?
Was all the stuff from America.
Yeah, they always listened to the American groups, and they used to all of them travel to Europe, and they used to get to see them sometimes, and they used to perform for them. And at the same time, they really, it's very, they're very, very popular. They enjoy that, the music. As a matter of fact, they seem like they enjoy the music more so than we did over here.
Right.
So it's very popular over there.
And then how long did
Thank you very much, Sherry, calling in. We have another call on the line. Who's calling in now?
Yeah, but I'm really interested.
Thank you, Sherry, for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right, we got David on the phone line. First time caller, David from West Palm Beach. David, you got the floor.
Hey, David, you're on the line tonight. I'm enjoying your program. I'm an old guy, and my dad was even older. But he just had a birthday, 110, but he's long gone. But I have the Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers album from the Palladium in London. And yes. My dad wrote a song for them called My Girl, and it was a long time ago. And to hear one of the teenagers talking to me on my on the radio is amazing. It was great music that they kicked out, and as a kid, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, what was your favorite song from the Teenagers? What was your favorite?
I'm sorry, say it one more time. The song he wrote for the Teenagers was a song called My Girl. It went something like, My Girl is a natural beauty, my girl. Whoa, my girl. Yeah. And he used to hang.
Yeah, Frank Nick recorded that song. It was a very big song. Very nice. I remember it.
Yep. And the rest is history. What can I tell you? It's great to hear. I feel like I'm in a time warp. A time capsule has been unburied, and it's brought out. So you guys are making my night.
Thank you.
How cool.
Oh, great.
Yeah, the album is great, by the way. I don't know if you guys ever play it, but wow, what a bunch of great songs in there. So thanks. That's all I can say. Thanks.
Thank you, Dave, for calling.
Thank you.
I'm going to buy that album now that I've talked to one of the stars in the band.
Don't afraid.
It's a great album.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We're going to break.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Yes, they're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back for a very special edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. We've been talking to Barry Golder, and we've been talking to Herman San Diego from the group called the Teenagers. Herman, you're still there?
I'm still here, right.
Well, Herman, before we let you go, what else can you tell us about the Teenagers? You're still appearing.
Right. Oh, we're still traveling. Yeah, the reason right now, we're not traveling right now because, you know, the virus.
Because of the virus, yes.
Everything was canceled. So we had a lot of shows canceled, and just got to go along with the program. But the Teenagers are, you know, we're still together, and we're still traveling, and everything is good.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Herman. It was a real pleasure and an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you, Herman.
It was fantastic.
Thank you so much. That's Herman from the Teenagers, the original.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And all
thank
that great
you so
music.
Much for having you. Thank you. It was an honor.
Thank you.
Barry.
Yeah. How you doing?
There?
Yep.
Okay.
Herman's a hell of a, let's say, Herman's a hell of a nice guy. And I'll tell you, you wouldn't believe it. He looks the same today. You wouldn't believe that he's not so young, but boy, does he look young. He is a handsome man for his age, so you got to see him. The groups around in your area, take a look at the group. They still look good.
Harry.
Yeah.
I like to talk a little bit when you formed your record distributing company, how you had all these R&B labels and all these R&B back in the 55.
Yeah, 56. But let me just finish with Jaco, because it was interesting. He became very big, the biggest one in Philadelphia, and then he went to New York. And what he used to do is his show in Philadelphia was from 3 to 7. At 7 o'clock, when the show was over, he jumped in his car, drove to the railroad station, got on a train, went to New York. And the show in New York was from 10 to 12. So wow. I used to take the train and get to the station at 9:30, quarter. Sometimes when things were running a little late, they had to play the introduction because he was a few minutes late. But every day, back and forth from Philly to New York. And that was because he lived in Philly. He never moved to New York. Yeah, so he did all right. And at the same time, in about 1956, he and I got together because we kept very friendly with all the manufacturers and decided to open up the independent distributing company. We distributed a lot of the records that became hits. Well, okay, because
wait, wait there, Barry. Chris, can you play some of those hits that Barry Golder had on the distributing company? No, not that song. That's one of Barry Golder's other songs that he produced. I was going to go to that one. That's one of the songs he produced. No, I'm talking about the other one. It starts, look at the ones that starts with Duke of Earl.
Great song.
This world, nothing can stop a Duke of Earl. And you are my.
These are some of the hits that Barry Golder and his distributing company called Mainline had. They distributed
Will You Love Me Tomorrow is one.
Yeah,
that was huge, Duke of Earl.
Yeah, here's another huge one. There's another huge hit.
Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
We'll see.
Of course, yep. We will, Lynn.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Tonight, you're mine. You give
your love so sweetly. Another smash hit that Golder and Mainline had.
Wow.
Oh, another hit.
Eight and nine.
Sure know that one.
Let's go with this one. Another big hit Barry had with Mainline.
Number 8, Chris.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin. Tweet, tweet, rockin' robin.
Okay, next, another hit that Barry Golder had, Mainline. Let's go to the next one.
He was a busy guy back then. Goodness gracious.
Here's another big one.
Big song.
You did it already. You're not watching. You did it already. You're over here. You're not listening. You just did. When it's cold outside. You already played that. I've got the month of May.
Well,
there's a lot of hits.
Okay. Those were Barry Golder's mainline hits that he had.
Stevie Wonder, Fingertips.
That's more about that playing there.
Jerry Butler, Precious Love.
Oh, yeah. Those were some great ones, man.
Right. So we had a lot of hits back in Philly, a lot of these. And these were all individual, independent. Manufacturers, they weren't bigger. They all started out. A lot of them were poor guys that picked up these different artists. Even Berry Gordy and I was friendly with Berry Gordy, and he was just an average guy when he started out. He probably was out of everybody. He probably was the best and wealthiest and most successful man in the business. But there's
Barry,
a lot of
different. Who Barry Gordy? Barry, Barry might not know who Barry Gordy is. Tell him who Barry Gordy is. People might not know who Barry Gordy is.
Barry Gordy is the owner of Motown Records. I don't have to tell you who Smokey Robinson is, and the Stevie Wonder, and all the big names that Diana Ross, and you can go on and on. The Scepter Records, Florence Greenberg. Nobody ever heard of Florence Greenberg. She owned Scepter Records, and she had the Shirelles, Dionne Warwick, people like that who became very big artists, as everybody knows. But I distributed all that in Philadelphia back in the 50s and early 60s. We just had a lot of fun. But see, the record business then, everything was independent. And if people just by the seat of their pants could record records and have hit records. And it was just a wonderful time. You can't do that now. That's no matter who you are, because now the disc jockeys can't play the records. The records are programmed by the record, the management, program directors of the station. They're told what to play. And they just, whatever they're playing. It's very hard for new artists to get started because of the other stations. They don't play new artist records like they did years ago. Anyway, what?
I gotta give you a plug. Let's give you a plug now. If the people, Barry, we're gonna hold you over for another 15 minutes when we come back. Don't go away. We're gonna hold you over. Don't go away. We're gonna talk more.
Okay.
Don't go away.
All right.
We're gonna have a break. We'll come back on top of the hour.
Okay.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.